We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7. It is the third half hour, and Rosalie was unable to make it today, and Teresa's not here yet, so it's all me. I think she'll be here shortly, but it's all me, and we're going to be talking about giving and all kinds of different things with the show. We'll be talking to Jim Marcoux a little bit later and to Roger Beglin also, but on the phone right now is Dr. Amy Scrimma. Good morning, Dr. Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And I guess, you know, what do you do? Because we're going to talk about a little bit the psychology of giving, but what do you do as it pertains to that?
Yeah, so I teach at Lake Michigan College. I teach psychology and am the chair of the social sciences department there. And That's my day job.
Okay. Well, we a little later in the show, when we do talk to the other guys, we're going to be talking about the CARE Act. We're going to be talking to Jim Marcoux, who's in the South Haven Area Community Foundation. Excuse me. I believe he's the president. We never really, I don't have that on my notes here. But with that being said, we wanted to talk to you kind of about the psychology of giving and why people do do just that. Why do people give?
Well, I guess the short answer would be because it feels good, right? Feels mm-hmm. pretty good when we give. And I think there's lots of reasons for that. A lot of it comes down to learning, right? And
yep.
the situations we've been in the past that have been related to giving. Basically, the act of giving involves lots of reinforcement. I'm a behavioral psychologist, and so that's kind of my perspective on things anyway. And it pertains just as well to giving as pretty much any other behavior. Giving and receiving, for that matter, often have occurred in our lives, especially early in our lives, in pretty happy environments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Holidays and birthdays and parties and certain
right.
occasions. And when we're in those happy environments, people are smiling and showing gratitude and displaying other positive emotions, right?
Right.
Excitement and surprise and all these things. And these happy experiences are usually filled with lots of extrinsic reinforcers, right? So social reinforcers, material reinforcers, anything that comes from outside, from somewhere else
mm-hmm.
is an extrinsic reinforcer.
Okay.
But over time, those extrinsic experiences or extrinsic reinforcers become paired with intrinsic reinforcers. The good feeling that we get when neurotransmitters basically are released, like dopamine, serotonin, endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we feel and experience that good feeling. And over time, those good feelings become associated with lots of different things, you know, through the learning process. So
yeah.
that's the
down and dirty of it. And I know a lot mm-hmm. of people probably out there when it comes to psychology, some of the stuff may go over their head. Some of it's going over mine a little bit, you know, because it's, you know, when you start thinking about why people act the way they do and the reasons they do it, there's so many different people, you know, and everybody's so different. You know, why, how mm-hmm. does this affect people so differently or the same? It's kind of a weird thing because it does affect people the same, but it's way different.
Absolutely. So we all have different experiences, right? Different learning histories. And that's where the complicated part of the study of human behavior evolves. We can identify principles, like principle of reinforcement that I was talking about, that pretty much works the same way for all of us, but in different ways because of our different learning experiences. And that's why it's so complex. I think, you know, we know what it feels like to be on the receiving end of getting a gift, right? Of,
mm-hmm.
of receiving something.
Right.
And when we are able to be in a position to give someone else that same joy that we know, you know, how good that feels, that becomes super reinforcing for us too. That's kind of what I meant by it being kind of a
yeah.
learned process. From a social psychological perspective, we also associate altruism and generosity with goodness, right? And we want to be seen that way. We want to think of ourselves that way. And you mentioned, you know, nonprofits and other, you know, organizations, especially this time of year, who are thinking about needing to incentivize and encourage
mm-hmm.
giving for all kinds of good reasons. And that's something that they use oftentimes to help increase the likelihood
yeah.
of giving or increase the amount we give by making sure that in their message, they're assuming that that's who we are, that that's part of our identity.
Okay.
And so by saying, yeah, you know, you're a giver, your past generosity has gotten us this far, and we know that you can get us over the line. That's a really great strategy for increasing the likelihood of that.
Why does that change over the, you know, over the course of your lifetime, the spirit of giving? Because as a young person, as we look back, the Christmas was way different. It was about getting those presents and, oh my goodness, I can't wait to get my stuff that's under the tree. And as you get older, you gradually, I mean, throughout all those years, I think as you, every year you get older, you want to give more. I think, why does it kind of work that way? Is that a chemical thing?
So at the base, it's always a chemical thing. That's kind of who we are.
Right.
But I think what you're talking about is maybe the more of the communication part of it. With somebody that we know, giving a gift tells them something, right? Mm-hmm. It tells them, hey, I like you. I care about you. And in some cases, it can be really powerful. And I think this is what we learn over time. Because if we're able to give something in a way that says, I see you, I hear you, I get you, right? I understand you.
Yeah, yeah.
You've probably heard people say something like, yeah, I remembered you said that you liked this, and that's why I thought of you when I picked that up. Or I noticed you didn't have this one in your collection that you're collecting. Or I know you really love this color or something like that. There's really no, I think over time we realize there's no greater gift than showing someone that you understand and appreciate them.
Yeah.
And at that point, when you're able to do that, then it's that acknowledgement that becomes the gift way more than the physical object itself. And I think that just takes time for us to kind of come to that realization.
Wow. I love it. You know, this time has just flown by, and I'd love to talk to you more, but we do have to move on here shortly. But where would somebody go to find out more information about, you know, giving, the psychology of it? Because, you know, when somebody hears some of this stuff, they say, man, I might want to know more about that and know why people do what they do. Where could they go to learn more? Or do you have a website or a book or anything like that there that they can refer to?
I do not, they could come take a class at LMC. I talk a lot about this stuff in interpersonal relations and social psychology and human development. And a lot of our classes really kind of focus on some of these issues.
Well, there you go.
And learning more about this.
Well, there you go. Yep. Get educated if you're hearing it and you want to learn more about this. Dr. Amy, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, we'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
We're back. back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour, and we're going to be talking about charitable giving and some and the CARES Act. Teresa Getman, good morning to you
good
in
morning,
the studio.
Good morning, Rob.
Yes, it's good to see you. And on the phone is Roger Beglin, who's going to talk about the CARES Act. And, you know, this is something that probably not many people know about and how it may impact us in our community and even outside the community. So that's what Roger is going to tell us about. So, Roger, can you tell me a little bit about the overview of what the CARES Act is and kind of where, how's it going to help us?
Of course. Good morning, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roger.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
One of the impacts of the CARES Act, which was, you know, federal legislation passed earlier this spring during the heat of the pandemic, when, of course, you know, there was $1,200 stimulus payments for most citizens. The unemployment insurance extension, lots of money to help, you know, the pandemic related issues. And included in there were a few tax law changes to stimulate charitable giving, as part of that, bill. So, this takes effect for this tax year, 2020.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And it does affect every taxpayer because currently, or prior to this year, in order to deduct charitable contributions, you had to itemize your deductions on your federal tax return.
Okay.
Well, this year with this change, you can now deduct before adjusted gross income, so a deduction similar to an IRA contribution,
mm-hmm.
you can deduct up to $300 of cash contributions, and cash means, you know, check, cash, credit card, whatever, PayPal. It just can't be property. It has to be cash. But you can deduct that up to $300 per taxpayer.
Roger, this applies to people that are, not filing itemized, right? And if you are filing exactly. itemized, you're still in the same boat, right?
Yes, if you itemize your deductions, you're going to get the $300 benefit anyway.
Okay.
Right.
But if you don't itemize, you can, and you make a $300 cash or more cash contribution, you can deduct that from your income before adjusted gross income.
Okay.
So the federal government is going to subsidize part of your charitable giving.
So what does that really mean when you talk $300? I mean, what does that put back in the pocket or not put back in the pocket? What I mean, how does that all shake out?
Well, I guess it depends on what your tax bracket is, because, you know, if you're in a very low tax bracket or you owe no tax, it effectively means nothing. The lowest tax-paying bracket is 10%. So if you're in that bracket of income that's subject to 10% income tax and you've made a $300 cash contribution, then you effectively have saved $30 in federal taxes because you reduced the taxable income by $300.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to look into that 10% thing. I do like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're in a higher tax bracket, let's say if you're in a 35% tax bracket, then basically the federal government is going to subsidize your $300 contribution by reducing your federal tax by $105. So they've covered about a third of it.
Okay. That's quite complicated stuff. Teresa, did you have a question about this?
No, no. I don't, because I'm all about those tax deductions
right.
and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's really important for people to understand, because, you know, learning that is important, and giving. People are dependent on our charitable giving. A lot of, every nonprofit around town, and everybody's grounding for the same dollars.
Yeah, you know, especially our smaller community. It's even, you know, it's harder to get.
So it's important to give, and it's important to see how it might benefit you as well. But not only does it feel good, but here's an opportunity that you might be able to take advantage of.
Now, hey, Roger, is this something that can be expanded on? You know, this year, 2021, it takes effect. Does 2022 add any more? Are we looking at more benefits as the years go by? Or is it just going to kind of stay where it is for the moment?
Well, I mean, I think that law is not a one-year law, so I think that's in the tax law currently. So it will, the $300 benefit will carry forward. And, you know, taxes change every year. It looks like we're going to have a new administration, so, and it wouldn't surprise me that the tax law will change, but I doubt very much that they'll want to take this one away.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would, there's a lot. I mean, anybody that say it's anything that saves us some money, I hope they don't take too much of it away. So, you know, Teresa, you are someone who deals with this. How could something like this have helped you when you were running a nonprofit, the YDC?
Oh, I'd use that as part of my sale technique. I mean, that would be part of my, my ask would be talking about the charitable, and I'd be learning exactly how it would benefit each different tax bracket, because it would be important to be able to give them an example of how that would, you know, affect them or not affect them. But then I'd use another tactic because, you know, for our kids in the community, me asking for money was, you know, what kept us going.
Just keep asking.
That's why today I do not like to ask more.
Yeah, I get
20
that.
Years of asking.
Well, what do you say to some of the not-for-profits out there who may not know anything about this? Where should they start to explore to find out about this benefit?
Well, I mean, you know, the information is certainly out there. All you have to do is Google it.
The funny thing about that, Roger, is we have to remind people to do so, because I mean, I can't remember, I don't know how many times I get the question about something. I said, I'm not sure what the answer is. Well, do you know where I can find it? And I said, probably Google. Or I say at this point, if we want to stay away from the big tech giants, do it, go on Bing and check Bing. But is there a government website for this?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, IRS website, you know, is out there. And I would think most charitable institutions, like, you know, at the South Haven Community Foundation, you know, on our website, we talk about the tax impacts of giving. And, you know, the details are in there as to whether, you know, how much you can benefit, the different ways that you can give. You know, most people are going to give regardless, but if there's some tax incentive to give, it will stimulate them to give, or even maybe stimulate them to give more,
which is
kind of the important side of things.
Very especially good. Right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, Roger. Hey, Roger, we've run to the end of our time here, and I want to say thank you for your time and explaining this, whether we actually have it all clarified or not. It is some confusing stuff, and I've run a business for a long time, and I understand some of the tax law, but tax law is certainly very complicated. So thank you for your time.
Yeah, I really appreciate you stepping up.
You're welcome.
And spreading your knowledge.
For sure. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back in Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour. Teresa Getman in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're talking about nonprofits and contributing to them. And we've got Jim Marcoux on the phone. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Jim, South Haven Area Community Foundation, which is a not-for-profit. We're going to talk a little bit about that and about who they are. Then we're going to talk a little bit about why it's such an important thing to contribute. So what is the South Haven Area Community Foundation. What do you guys do?
Well,
what don't they do?
What don't you do? Yeah.
No, let's talk about what you do.
Well, I tell you what, we are we're an independent community foundation, and that is significant because we actually started life probably 25, close to 30 years ago as a geographic affiliate of the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. And in 2005, largely because of decisions by Kalamazoo, as well as our own board of South Haven residents, we went independent. And very significantly, we started with $0 in the bank. And today we are approaching, if you will, on the threshold of $3 million.
Wow.
Awesome.
Let me tell you where that money is. I mean, it's
yeah,
made
please,
up.
Would you please tell me where that money is?
Well, that money is made up largely of donations from individuals in the community. Part of it actually came from Kalamazoo because they held money on our behalf when we were a geographic affiliate. Mm-hmm. But it's largely from residents, some companies. But it is a community fund, and all that money is invested in endowments. And then we turn around every year and grant to folks, and I'll explain that in a second, a percentage of the dividends and interest.
Instance, when you say folks, who are the folks, quickly?
Yeah, very quickly. They are... They are 501c3s, charities in town. You know, just briefly, I mean, I like to talk about Van Buren County and the fact that we're part of that, and the fact that particularly now with COVID, there's still a lot of poverty here. You know, our demographics are such that we've got a very affluent group who seem to be mostly retirees, and then we have a lot of folks at the other end of the spectrum.
Not as many in the middle.
Right, and who are struggling. And despite all of that, I mean, that's the facts, you know, the demographics, but we've got some wonderful partners, and they're all 501c3s, people like We Care, the Art Center, Blessings in a Backpack, various parks. All of those folks have endowments with us. And once a year, we open the door and we say, submit a grant application. And if it's a worthy thing, we write checks and give them money. Last year, I think we approached pretty close to, I don't know what it was. Well, with COVID relief fund, I'm sure it was in excess of $50,000 mm-hmm. because we started a fund particularly for the COVID rapid response.
Right.
Which I think Roger probably has told you a little about. But Van Buren County, I mean, it's just a great community. And our foundation is doing an awful lot, you know, to help that community. We're obviously a not-for-profit. We have a very, very diverse and strong board. We're probably the lowest cost community foundation in the state of Michigan.
Well, what is that? What does that mean?
Well, two things.
We have no overhead. We have no paid employees.
Oh, okay.
Right. We have no brick and mortar.
And no employees, do you?
No.
All employees. Volunteers. So, yeah, love nice. That
you're,
heart.
You're talking to the only employee. About 7 or 8 years ago, they decided to hire me, and they gave me a contract.
And you donate that back, right?
No, I kept it. It was a dollar a year.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I say that's a lot of work. So you keep your dollar, that's for sure.
But you said something touch on. You said rapid.
Actually, we had to have a paid employee,
right?
Okay.
For the state of Michigan because of some tax reasons.
Okay, I get you.
So I got elected, but that was all fun.
Teresa,
that
go ahead.
Cost you
I know you've been waiting
on
this question.
Yeah, you mentioned rapid response. Could you get into that a little bit?
Well, have you talked to Roger yet?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Well, COVID has absolutely, when it hit in late February, early March, I like to, because my son owns businesses here and I'm very close to the business community, it crippled this community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're made up at that lower end of the spectrum, a lot of service employees. almost 100% of which went on unemployment. I mean, restaurants closed.
Yeah.
Right.
And it took a while, you know, for them to, you know, to figure out, the restaurants, I mean, how to survive.
And some many didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And many of them, you know, did what they had to do. They didn't want, some closed their doors completely. Mm-hmm. Many others went to curbside service, carry out only, you know, to try and keep people employed. Mm-hmm. Michigan CARES Act, or not Michigan, but the CARES Act helped with that because they gave money to some employees and they, you know, helped fund unemployment. I know my own son and many others in the community did what they could to help feed people.
So we've just got a few minutes. I want to make sure you cover everything you want to, but that's what you meant by rapid response. I hadn't heard that term.
Yeah.
So we were.
Yeah.
And now we're about a minute left. So we really need to hit whatever, you know, if you've got a point that we just have to talk about, this is it.
People want to know how they can help. And probably the best way to do that is we do an annual solicitation, which people will be seeing shortly. But they can donate by going online. It's southhavencf.com. We use PayPal. Our address is P.O. Box 507, South Haven, 49090. We obviously accept cash. We also, believe it or not, in the past years have taken in quite a bit in stock, which has got some pretty good advantages.
Nice, yeah.
We've even accepted a piece of property, which we sold, you know, to help fund one of our endowments.
Nice. Well, that being said, thank you to those people that that do so and go to that website and do so again. New people hop on, and we want to thank you so much for what you do because it's really, really important stuff in our town.
Yeah, support your area businesses and tip big, please.
Absolutely. So, thank you.
We'll
be back.
Very good.
Yes, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour, and there he goes.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Rappers, Blue Dog Saturday Morning Show.
Back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And while you're sitting at home this week longing for another episode of Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, feel free to check out our podcast. Just search my radio show, all one word, to stream or download, and please subscribe. You can also listen to the music of the Dale Robbie Band featured on the show at DaleRobbie.com. That's DaleRobbie.com with an IE. Hit the buy button to show your support for the show and an almost starving musician. If you have an idea or want to be featured on the show, call us at 269-872-3049. Until next Saturday at 7 a.m., have a great rest of your weekend from all of us on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
This has been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2020.